It's time now for your afternoon financial report. I'm Cody Ross, Northern News Network. The worst week for big technology stocks since the COVID crash in 2020 dragged Wall Street across the finish line of another losing week. The S&P 500 fell 0.9% today to close out its third straight losing week. The NASDAQ Composite tumbled 2%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.6%. Glacier Bancorp, Inc. reported first quarter earnings of $32.6 million Thursday. The bank based in Kalispell said it had earnings of 29 cents per share. Today, Governor Greg Gianforte announced that Montana's unemployment rate was 3.3% in March, remaining below the national rate of 3.8% as employment levels increased in Montana by 480 workers. And payroll employment increased by 1,700 jobs, with the strongest job gains in the healthcare and construction industries. I'll be back with a look at stock indexes after this.
When Torgerson's recently acquired five of the former Titan Machinery dealerships, it was kind of a game changer. Now this region's legacy Case IH Ag Equipment Company has added Case Construction Equipment to their Torgerson lineup. With Case skid steers, N-Series backhoe loaders, and compact track loaders. Or how about the powerful Case G-Series wheel loaders for the most demanding construction, farms, or feedlot, Case Construction Equipment. Now at Torgerson's or go to Torgerson.biz.
If your tractor needs to be fixed, you go to a tractor mechanic, not a car shop. So if you want to grow your agriculture business, shouldn't you go to a lender that specializes in agriculture? That's AgWest Farm Credit. We've been 100% focused on agriculture for over 100 years. So we understand your challenges, and we have the deep financial knowledge and experience to help you reach your goals and grow your future. See how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Now here's a look at how the stock indexes closed. The S&P 500 fell 43 points to finish at 4,967, down 0.9%. The Dow rose 211 points, closing at 37,986, up 0.6%. And the NASDAQ tumbled 219 points, ending at 15,282, down 2%. On the New York Mercantile, crude oil added 50 cents to close at $83.23 per barrel, up 0.6%. And platinum declined $11.70, finishing at $942.80 per ounce, down 1.2%. Palladium edged up $9.50, closing at $1,029 per ounce, down 0.9%. In COMREX trading, gold inched up $4.30, closing at $2,402.30 per ounce. And silver jumped up 36 cents to close at $28.74 per ounce, up 1.3%. I'm Cody Ross, and those are your afternoon financials from the Northern News Network.